All right, so are you ready to dive deep into iOS 18.2?
Let's do it.
I am pumped for this one.
Oh.
We're going to be dissecting this awesome article
Oh, yeah.
called Just Installed iOS 18.2, Top 4 iPhone Settings to Optimize. And it was published on January 2nd, 2025.
Risa.
So it's like hot off the press.
Fresh.
And the whole mission here is to like really help you maximize your iPhone experience.
Yeah.
You know, we're not just going to list features.
Right.
We're going to talk about like the why behind the changes
Yeah.
and how to optimize your phone in ways you might not have considered.
It's interesting because this update isn't just about like flashy new features.
Oh, really?
Apple seems to have taken a step back and really focused on refining
Okay.
the core elements of the operating system.
Okay, so let's break that down. The article mentions improvements to security, performance,
Right.
and the user interface.
Yeah.
What stood out to you in those areas?
Well, on the security front, they've really doubled down on data protection
Oh, wow.
with stronger encryption and more granular app privacy controls.
Huh.
It's a direct response to the growing concerns about data breaches and online privacy.
So it's almost like they're trying to build a digital fortress around our data.
And even the Apple developer team's acknowledging the shift.
Really?
They're calling iOS 18.2 a significant leap forward in mobile operating system capabilities.
Wow.
But what's fascinating is that they're not just focused on keeping things out.
Yeah.
They've also made strides in performance optimization,
Okay.
addressing those battery drain issues that some iPhone 15 Pro users were experiencing.
That's a relief to hear. Battery life is always a hot topic.
Oh, for sure.
But the article also dives into a pretty cool detail, RCS messaging integration.
Yeah.
Now, what's the significance of that?
It's subtle, but it shows that Apple is finally acknowledging the need for better cross-platform communication. So for you, this means seamless chats with friends and family who use Android phones.
Oh, nice.
No more messy workarounds or limitations.
That's a win for everyone. So let's get into the nitty-gritty of optimization.
Okay.
The article highlights four key settings that you should tweak right after updating to iOS 18.2.
Right.
First up, lock screen widget customization.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a sucker for personalization, but is this just about aesthetics, or is there a
Yeah.
deeper benefit?
It's about efficiency and making information really accessible. Think about it. How often do you unlock your phone just to check the weather, your calendar, or your reminders? With these widgets,
Yeah.
you can get that information at a glance without even having to unlock your phone.
Okay, I see the value in that. It's like turning your lock screen into a
Oh,
mini dashboard.
exactly. It's about proactively managing your interactions with your phone.
Okay.
And speaking of being proactive, the next setting they highlight is focus mode configuration.
Oh, yeah, focus modes. I've dabbled with them in the past, but I've got to admit I haven't fully embraced them.
Right.
Why are they such a big deal in iOS 18.2?
Think of focus modes as a way to curate your digital environment. Instead of being constantly bombarded by notifications, you can create specific modes for different situations:
Yeah.
work, sleep, personal time, and silence distractions that aren't relevant to that moment.
So it's about regaining control over our attention
Exactly.
and not letting our phones dictate our every move.
It's a subtle but powerful shift from reactive to proactive engagement with technology.
Okay.
Now, let's move on to a topic that's always top of mind: security. The article emphasizes two-factor authentication and app privacy settings,
Right.
and even quotes experts saying the right settings can turn your iPhone from a basic device into a powerful productivity tool.
I get the productivity angle, but honestly, sometimes all these security measures feel like a hassle.
Yeah.
What's the real benefit for the average user?
It's not just about productivity, it's about peace of mind. Knowing that your data is secure allows you to use your phone
Yeah.
without constantly worrying about the risks. Two-factor authentication adds an extra layer of protection, making it much harder for unauthorized access. And with the enhanced app privacy controls in iOS 18.2,
Okay.
you can see exactly what data each app is accessing and choose to limit their tracking if you're not comfortable with it.
That's a game changer. Suddenly, I feel a lot more empowered.
Empowerment is exactly what iOS 18.2 seems to be striving for,
Yeah.
particularly with its focus on battery optimization.
Okay, let's tamp battery. The article mentions smart charging as a key feature.
Right.
Is this just about extending the time between charges,
Yeah.
or is there something more going on here?
It's about understanding how your charging habits impact your battery's lifespan. Optimized battery charging in iOS 18.2 doesn't just juice up your phone.
Yep.
It learns your patterns, like when you typically plug in at night, and adjusts the charging process to minimize wear and tear.
So it's like a preventative measure to keep my battery healthy for the long haul.
Exactly. It's a subtle shift from simply managing your battery life to actively extending its lifespan. The Apple engineering team seems to be saying that battery health is no longer about survival, but strategic performance management.
I love that they're thinking long term.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered the four key settings.
Right.
But there's a lot more to unpack in iOS 18.2. Yeah. Let's start with the lock screen.
Sure.
The article makes it sound like it's not just a pretty face anymore.
It's been completely revamped in terms of functionality and customization.
Oh, really?
It's not just about seeing notifications. It's about having quick access to the information you need most.
Okay.
All in a style that reflects your personality.
So walk me through this. What kind of customization options are we talking about?
Imagine this. You can choose exactly which widgets appear on your lock screen.
Okay.
From weather and calendar to reminders and news updates. You can also customize the buttons, tweak how notifications are displayed, and even create different lock screen setups for different focus modes.
That's a lot of control.
It is. And it's interesting to compare this approach to what we're seeing with Samsung's Android skin. Oh, okay.
Both offer customization, but Apple seems to be focusing on a more curated experience,
right,
prioritizing elegance and simplicity over an overwhelming number of options.
That makes sense. It's about finding the right balance between flexibility and user-friendliness. Now, let's talk about something that's near and dear to every iPhone user's heart: battery life.
Absolutely.
The article claims that iOS 18.2 comes with a whole arsenal of tools to help us squeeze every last drop of power out of our phones.
Absolutely. And it's not just about getting through the day on a single charge.
Okay.
iOS 18.2 takes a more holistic approach, giving you tools to understand and manage your battery's overall health.
So it's not just about surviving, it's about thriving, battery-wise.
Exactly. Low power mode is still there, of course.
Right.
And it's been enhanced to give you even more extra hours of use when you need them. But the real game changer is optimized battery charging.
Right.
Which we discussed earlier. It's like having a personal battery trainer.
Oh, working behind the scenes to keep your battery in top shape.
That's a pretty cool analogy.
Yeah.
Speaking of things working behind the scenes, let's dive into privacy and security.
Okay.
iOS 18.2 is taking data protection seriously.
They certainly are. They've made two-factor authentication more robust, with more compatible apps and faster verification. But the real gem is the enhanced app privacy controls.
Right.
You can now see detailed reports of what data each app is accessing, limit their tracking capabilities, and even prevent them from collecting your information altogether.
It's like having a personal privacy watchdog right in your pocket.
Exactly. And it's not just about features, it's about a fundamental shift in thinking. It echoes that famous Marlon Brando quote.
Okay.
Privacy is not something that I'm merely entitled to.
Right.
It's an absolute prerequisite. Apple seems to be taking that to heart with iOS 18.2.
That's great to hear. It's reassuring to know that our privacy is becoming a top priority.
Absolutely. But let's not forget about the fun stuff. iOS 18.2 also introduces some cool new features, like the evolution of the action button on the iPhone 15 Pro.
The action button? What's so special about it?
It's no longer just a simple switch. They've turned it into a customizable powerhouse that you can tailor to your specific needs.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Give me the details.
Think of it as a shortcut to your favorite features. You can set it to instantly open your Apple TV remote, activate Shazam to identify a song, or even trigger custom controls, as Apple Insider put it. The action button is no longer just a switch.
Right.
It's a gateway to personalized device interaction.
That sounds incredibly convenient, especially for someone like me who's always on the go. Speaking of personalized experiences, let's talk about home screen customization and dark mode. What's new in iOS 18.2?
They've given us more control than ever before. The home screen is no longer limited to a rigid grid.
Okay.
You can arrange app icons freely.
Oh, wow.
Creating a layout that truly reflects your personal style.
So I can finally escape the tyranny of the grid.
Yeah.
That's a huge win.
It is. And the customization options extend beyond icon placement.
Right.
Dark mode is now more deeply integrated with the home screen, and you can adjust wallpaper brightness and even tint the icon colors to create a unique aesthetic.
Wait, tint the icon colors? That's amazing. I love the idea of being able to tweak the look and feel to match my mood.
And it's not just about aesthetics. Widget integration has also been enhanced,
okay,
giving you more control over sizing, placement, and expanded app compatibility.
Mm.
It's almost as if Apple is encouraging a dynamic home screen experience that evolves with you.
That's a far cry from the early days of iOS when customization was practically non-existent.
It really is.
It's fascinating to see how the platform has evolved.
It's interesting to compare this evolution to the ongoing development of Android 15, which is also moving towards greater user control. It's a sign of the times, really.
Yeah.
Users are demanding more personalization and flexibility, and operating systems are adapting to meet those needs.
Absolutely. All right, let's head over to another essential part of the iPhone experience, the control center. It's where we go for quick access to essential functions.
Mm.
But it sounds like iOS 18.2 has taken it to a whole new level.
They've turned it into a personalized dashboard.
Wow.
Tailored to your digital lifestyle. Remember how we used to be stuck with a fixed set of controls?
Oh, yeah?
Well, those days are gone.
Okay, I'm listening. What kind of control are we talking about here?
You can now reposition controls, resize them, and even spread them across multiple screens if you need more space.
Multiple screens in Control Center. That's next level.
It is.
I can already see myself creating different setups for different situations.
Right.
Work, travel, relaxing at home. The possibilities are endless.
Exactly. And it's all about giving you the tools to streamline your interactions with your phone and make it work for you, not the other way around.
All right. So we've covered a lot of ground, but there's still more to explore. What other hidden gems are we going to uncover?
Let's do it.
We've talked a lot about customization and new features, but I'm also curious about the less glamorous aspects of iOS 18.2, like system performance.
Right.
What have they done to make our iPhones run even smoother?
Well, they've made some significant strides in optimization, and it all comes down to giving users more control.
Uh-huh.
Remember those performance management tools we mentioned earlier?
Yeah.
They allow you to identify resource-hogging apps and processes that might be slowing down your phone.
So it's like having a diagnostic tool right on your iPhone.
Exactly. You can use these tools to pinpoint potential bottlenecks and keep your iPhone running at peak efficiency. But sometimes, even with all the optimization in the world, things can still get a little sluggish.
Oh, absolutely. What's the go-to solution when that happens?
The good old-fashioned restart.
Yeah.
It might seem simple, but it's incredibly effective at clearing out temporary glitches and refreshing your phone's memory. Think of it as a mini vacation for your iPhone's brain.
I like that analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of refreshing experiences, let's revisit the control center.
Here.
You touched on it earlier.
Yeah.
But I'm eager to hear more about how iOS 18.2 has transformed it into a personalized command center.
Yeah, it's a significant departure from the limited control center of the past.
Right.
Remember how we used to be stuck with a fixed set of controls?
Oh, yeah.
Now you have the freedom to rearrange them, resize them, and even spread them across multiple screens if you need more space.
Multiple screens in control center.
Yeah.
That's a game changer. I can already envision creating different control center setups for different contexts, work, travel, relaxing at home.
Exactly.
The possibilities are endless.
And the customization doesn't stop there. You can also integrate advanced custom shortcuts.
Oh, wow.
Turning Control Center into a hub for triggering multi-step automations.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine being able to turn on your lights, adjust your thermostat, and queue up your favorite playlist.
Right.
All with a single tap.
Now, that's what I call taking efficiency to a whole new level. It's like having a personal assistant built right into Control Center.
Exactly. And the beauty of it is that you have the power to create shortcuts for just about anything.
Yeah.
From simple tasks to complex workflows.
So we've covered performance optimization and the revamped Control Center. What other hidden gems are we going to unearth in iOS 18.2?
Let's delve into an area that's been dramatically overhauled.
Oh, right.
The home screen. Remember when it used to be this rigid grid with very limited customization?
Oh, yeah.
Well, iOS 18.2 throws those limitations out the window, giving you the freedom to personalize your home screen like never before.
I'm all ears.
Yeah.
How exactly have they revamped the home screen experience?
Say goodbye to the grid. You can now place app icons anywhere you want, creating a layout that truly reflects your individual style and preferences. Want to cluster your most used apps together?
Right.
Go for it. Prefer a more minimalist look with lots of space between icons? No problem. It's your canvas, paint it however you like.
That's a huge departure from the old way of doing things. Right. It feels like Apple is finally embracing the power of personalization.
Right.
But it's not just about icon placement, right? What about themes and other customization options?
They've expanded those options as well. Dark mode is now more deeply integrated with the home screen, giving you a consistent aesthetic across your device.
Okay.
You can also adjust the wallpaper brightness and even tint the icon colors to create a unique look and feel.
Wait, tint the icon colors? That's a level of customization I never even dreamed of.
And let's not forget about widgets. They've become more powerful and versatile in iOS 18.2 with increased control over size, placement, and expanded app compatibility. It's almost like Apple is encouraging you to create a dynamic home screen experience that evolves with your needs and preferences.
It's incredible to see how far we've come from the early days of iOS.
Yeah.
Back then, customization was practically non-existent.
I know, it's crazy.
It's a testament to how Apple has listened to user feedback and adapted to the changing landscape of mobile technology. It's interesting to compare this evolution to the ongoing development of Android 15, which is also embracing greater user control. It's a clear sign that personalization is no longer just a trend.
Right.
It's a fundamental expectation.
Totally agree.
Absolutely. Okay, we've covered a lot of exciting ground, but I think it's time to address a topic that's becoming increasingly important in this digital age, privacy and security.
It's an area that Apple has taken very seriously with iOS 18.2.
Right.
They've implemented a range of features designed to safeguard your data and protect your privacy.
So what exactly have they done to bolster security in this update?
First and foremost, they've significantly strengthened two-factor authentication, making it more difficult for unauthorized individuals to gain access to your accounts. But the real star of the show is the enhanced app privacy controls.
We touched on those earlier, but I'm eager to hear more about how they work in practice.
It's all about transparency and control. iOS 18.2 gives you granular control over what data each app can access. You can see detailed reports of what information they're collecting, limit their tracking capabilities, and even revoke their access altogether if you're not comfortable with it.
So it's like having a personal privacy watchdog keeping a watchful eye on all those data-hungry apps.
Exactly. And this approach aligns with a growing awareness of the importance of data privacy.
Mm-hmm.
It echoes that famous Marlon Brando quote, "Privacy is not something that I'm merely entitled to.
Right.
It's an absolute prerequisite." Apple seems to be embracing that philosophy with iOS 18.2.
It's great to see that Apple is prioritizing privacy alongside all the cool new features and customization options.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be honest, sometimes security measures can feel like a bit of a hassle.
Yeah, for sure.
At a valid concern. The key is to find the right balance between protection and convenience.
Mm-hmm.
iOS 18.2 allows you to customize your privacy and security settings to strike that balance.
Mm.
So it's about finding what works best for each individual user.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, but there's one more area I'm particularly excited to hear about.
Okay.
The evolution of the action button.
Yes.
Yeah.
The action button has undergone a remarkable transformation in iOS 18.2. It's gone from a simple switch to a customizable powerhouse.
I'm all ears. Tell me more about this action button revolution.
On the iPhone 15 Pro and upcoming models, the action button is no longer just a button.
Okay.
It's a gateway to personalized device interaction. You can customize it to perform a wide range of functions, from instantly opening your Apple TV remote to activating Shazam, or even triggering custom controls.
It sounds incredibly convenient. What kind of custom controls are we talking about?
You can create unique shortcuts and assign them to the action button, giving you quick access to specific apps or even complex automations. Imagine being able to turn on your lights, start your car, or order your favorite coffee all with a single press of the action button. That's next level customization. It's like having a mini genie in your pocket, ready to grant your digital wishes with a single press.
But what about those of us who are still using slightly older iPhone models?
Right.
Are we missing out on all the action button fun?
While the full range of customization options might be limited on older models, the action button still offers some handy functionality.
Yeah.
You can usually customize it to perform tasks like toggling the flashlight, activating Siri, or taking a screenshot.
Okay, so even those of us who haven't upgraded to the latest and greatest can still get in on the action.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Apple has made an effort to make the action button useful for everyone, regardless of their iPhone model.
Well, I think we've covered just about everything there is to know about iOS 18.2.
Almost.
It's been an amazing journey exploring all the new features, enhancements, and hidden gems that this update has to offer.
It really has.
It's truly a testament to Apple's commitment to innovation and user experience. They've taken an already fantastic operating system and made it even better, more powerful, and more personal. I couldn't agree more.
But before we wrap things up, I want to hear from you, our listeners.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on iOS 18.2? What features are you most excited about? What tips and tricks have you discovered? Share your insights and join the conversation.
Yeah, let us know.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, but there's one last area we need to explore.
Okay.
A feature that's at the heart of how we connect and communicate in this digital age.
All right.
iMessage.
Yes. iOS 18.2 has taken iMessage and elevated it to a whole new level. They've focused on making communication smoother, more expressive, and more enjoyable.
Okay, you've got my attention.
Yeah.
Tell me more about this iMessage revolution.
First and foremost, they've enhanced multimedia support, making it easier than ever to share high-resolution photos and videos without sacrificing quality.
That's a game changer for those of us who love to capture and share life's moments. But what about those long, winding conversations that can sometimes get lost in the shuffle? Has iOS 18.2 addressed that challenge? We were just talking about how iOS 18.2 has made some big changes to iMessage.
Yeah, they've really upped their game this time around. They've introduced advanced message threading capabilities that make it so much easier to keep track of even the most complex group chats.
Well,
you can easily follow specific threads, reply directly to individual messages, and maintain a clear flow of conversation.
So it's like they've brought order to the chaos of group messaging.
Exactly. It's all about making communication more organized and efficient.
Yeah.
And they haven't forgotten about the fun factor either.
Okay.
iOS 18.2 has expanded sticker pack collections, giving you even more options to express yourself visually and add personality to your messages.
I've got to admit, I'm a big fan of stickers.
Mm.
But what about those times when words and emojis just aren't enough?
Sure.
Has iOS 18.2 made any improvements to how we share other types of multimedia?
Definitely. They've enhanced multimedia integration, making it seamless to incorporate photos, video, GIFs, and even audio recordings into your conversations.
Wow.
You can truly create rich, engaging multimedia experiences right within iMessage.
It sounds like they've created a MIDI production studio within the messaging app.
You could say that. But what about our friends and family members who aren't using iPhones?
Yeah.
Have they been left out in the cold?
That's a good question. I'm curious to hear how iOS 18.2 handles cross-platform communication.
One of Apple's key focuses with this update was to make communication as smooth as possible, regardless of the device you're using. They've made significant improvements to cross-platform interactions.
Sure.
So even if your friends are on Android phones, you can still enjoy seamless chats and multimedia sharing.
It's great that they're breaking down those barriers and making it easier for everyone to stay connected.
It aligns with the broader trend of creating more inclusive and accessible communication experiences.
Well said. Well, folks, we've reached the end of our deep dive into iOS 18.2. We've explored a wide range of new features, enhancements, and hidden gems, covering everything from those essential settings to the exciting evolution of iMessage.
You're on quite a journey.
It has. It's truly a testament to Apple's commitment to innovation and user experience.
Absolutely.
They've taken an already fantastic operating system and made it even better, more powerful, and more personal.
I couldn't agree more.
So what do you think? Are you excited to try out iOS 18.2?
Definitely. I'm already impressed with what I've seen.
Me too. It's clear that Apple has put a lot of thought into this update, and they've really delivered on their promise of a more refined and personalized experience.
It's a great example of how operating systems are evolving to meet the changing needs of users.
Well said. Well, that's it for today's deep dive. But don't worry, we'll be back soon with more insights and analysis on the latest tech trends.
I'm looking forward to it.
Until then, stay curious, stay connected, and keep exploring the amazing world of technology.
And let us know what you think of iOS 18.2.
Absolutely. We love hearing from you, so drop us a comment, share your thoughts, and let's keep the conversation going.
See you next time.
Take care.